Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
To tits, am I right?
I'm a big tit guy, Matt. Right, bro?
Yeah, man.
Big tits, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Are you an ass or a tit guy?
I love tits, man. I also love ass.
Yeah, dude. I love ass too, but tits are what's up.
Yeah, I also love a nice mouth.
Yeah, hot, wet mouth.
And a throat.
All right, now it's getting weird.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, but tits.
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 Yeah.
Yeah.
So, what do you do with nipples? I find that, like, sometimes when I get a hold of them,
yeah,
I fucking, like, hold on tight,
yeah,
because I don't want the girl to get away.
That's not good.
Do you fucking squeeze them and hold them tight, or you let them go? You flick them? What the fuck do you do to tits, man?
Like a good block, you wanna get up into those tits. You wanna get up and grab them.
All right, like that?
Yeah, if they're big, you want to jiggle them. You want to jiggle the titty.
Jiggle them?
Yeah, maybe.
Like a cantaloupe?
Yeah, just give a little...
With your tongue?
You can do that. Yeah, they like that. You can lick the nipple. Lick the nip.
Lick the nip.
Lick the nip.
Lick the nip,
and then maybe suck on it, and if they have real big tits, you can give it a good slap. Just a big tit slap.
Where do you slap it?
Right under. Just get under it. Get that fucking...
You slap under it like a fucking udder?
Yeah, like fucking bam. Like let it jig, you know? You want a little jiggle a little bit.
All right. Now, sometimes when I get a tit in my hand, like sure. I said, I grab onto the nipple and I hold on tight because I don't want the fucking girl to get away because I own her.
That's not a good way to look at it. You don't own her.
Yes, I do.
No, she's letting you borrow the titty.
No, I fucking own it.
No, you don't.
I own it.
Stop, Matt. All right. You're going to lose her if you think you own her.
All right, man.
All right.
All right, let me listen to what you say, because you get a lot of ass.
I don't, though. I'm looking for love now. I'm in my 30s. I'm in love with my girlfriend, and that's more fulfilling than just sucking tits.
Have you ever sucked a tit and something comes out of it?
No. Have you?
Yeah.
What happened?
I don't know.
You were just sucking a titty and just...
One time I sucked this girl's tit.
Yeah?
Fucking mayo came out.
I don't think it was mayo.
It was. She was fat.
It could have been milk.
It was. She was a fat girl.
She could have been pregnant.
And I sucked on her tit, and I'm telling you, it was fucking mayo.
Matt, could have been milk. She might have been with child.
Maybe that's why she was fat.
Yes, she was probably showing, which is what they call when a pregnant lady is, you
know. It's kind of hot. I fucked a pregnant girl.
It's not hot. I mean, it is. If it's for you, sure. That's not my bag, but.
Right.
I get it. I like unpregnant big tits.
Okay. Now, tell me what you, tell me and the other guys that are watching this show.
Sure.
Because I have a lot of fucking fans.
Yeah,
man.
You got a lot of bros at home.
A lot of us are looking for a lady.
Yeah.
Do you lick the nipple or do you suck on it?
A little bit of both, bud. A little bit of both. A little bit of surf and turf. You know, you want to lick it. You want to pinch it. You want to let them know that it's there. You want to see how they react. See how they feel.
How do you do that?
You look for signs that they're enjoying it. Moaning.
Uh-huh.
Maybe them telling you that it feels good.
Right. I feel like if I touch a girl's tits, that she should fucking, like, clean my apartment.
That's not, no.
Because I'm doing her a favor, because they're just fucking hanging there, and they're like, there's no reason for fucking tits.
Yeah, there
so
are.
So if I'm going to flick it and lick it and suck on it, clean my fucking apartment, man.
That's not a good outlook, man. That's not how that works. The sucking and the licking of the titty is a bonus for you, and her cleaning your apartment is a bonus for you. So you got to show that you appreciate that.
All right, do you ever spit on a tit?
Yeah, I'll spit on a titty.
I do too.
Yeah, man.
Only
what's up?
When I have fucking tobacco in my mouth.
That's
and
gross.
I can't...
That's fucking disgusting.
Sometimes I have chewing and so I'm fucking sucking on her tits and I'm like, fuck, there's something in my mouth. I'm You go fucking fucking spit it on her tit, and then I make her clean it off.
Dip spit,
fucking whore.
Wow, you are misogynistic, dude. That's not gonna.
I need a lady.
Yeah, you need to look inside, Matt.
Inside what?
Inside your heart, bro.
I don't have a heart, man.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't. My dad left when I was 4.
Yeah, get in line, bro.
I think it's my fault.
It is. You weren't cool enough.
What do you mean?
I don't know. If you would have been a cool 4-year-old, your dad would have stuck around. That's how I feel about myself. Maybe if I would have been funnier at 5, you know, my dad would have stuck around.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
And then my mother brought all these fucking these lazy guys into the house.
It genuinely feels like you're mocking my childhood right now. It genuinely
feels... But I don't even fucking know about your childhood.
I think you're just naming everything that happened to me.
Yeah.
And you're talking about sucking tits. This feels real on brand for me, Bob. I mean, I don't know why I'm calling you Bob.
My name is Matt.
I know, Matt. Matt, I've had a long day. And I respect the hell out of you. And I've seen how great of a guy you can be. And you're on your way. Just got to listen a little bit more.
All right. I have one more question about tits.
Sure, let it go.
Oh, fuck, my hat's tight.
Yeah.
All right. When you put your hand on a whore's tits...
Don't have to be a whore, could just be a lady.
Whatever, same thing. And you realize that they're uneven?
Just keep that to yourself.
Yeah, because like I was with this bitch the other day,
okay,
and my hands were on her tits, and I was like, hey, man, your tits are uneven.
Yeah.
I should have fucked that other girl.
That's probably not what you should say to a lady.
Yeah, she fucking cried and became a baby and ran out.
Yeah, that's the right reaction.
And I was like, hey, you owe me $22 for dinner, bitch.
See, Matt, that's all your fault.
Why?
Because you made fun of her wonky tits, and then she ran, and then you yelled at her that she should have stuck around, even though you were mean about her uneven boobs.
All right, you're giving me some perspective.
Yeah, dude, that's all life is, Matt. Just right. Different perspectives. All
right, cool, man. So let's just start, and then we'll finish this up. This is very. I think this is really going to be helpful.
I think it is too.
Guys,
yeah. Hopefully, a lot of the bros watching. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Yeah, tits.
Yeah.
So first I saw this in a movie once.
Okay.
I think it really works. If you put your hands on a woman's face.
How so?
And just gently caress her face.
Like this? Like the back of the hand?
You just touch her face.
Yeah.
And look her deep in the eye.
Yeah.
And you say, I want you.
It's great.
Yeah. And then you start kissing her.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
it's
then
very
you just,
romantic.
You shove her, your tongue down her throat and
you
choke
don't.
Her with it.
No, you don't do that.
That's what I do.
Nope. You got it all right till that last step.
You fucking choke her.
No.
Fucking stick that
no,
tongue
you
right
don't.
Down her throat and
Matt,
choke
you
her.
Do not do
take
that.
It,
you
take
don't.
It, take it.
No.
Take it.
You only say that when you know she's on board. Then you say take it. But not until she's on board. And she does not sound on board at that point.
Why does she have to be on board?
If not, it's rape.
Oh, fuck.
It's not technically rape. I just feel like you're the kind of guy that I need to say that to so that you won't do anything crazy.
So I've raped every girl I've ever been with?
No, fuck. Oh, God damn it. We're spiraling. Just keep being you, Matt.
All right.
Welcome to Private Practice with Dr. Pamela Crane. I am so excited to have my guests on today. This is their second time on my show. We rarely ever have return guests, but they were so fascinating the last time that I decided to have them back again. So everyone, please welcome Mary Jean and Frank Rigatone.
How you doing?
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for having us and me.
Mostly her. I'm a little embarrassed to be back.
Why are you embarrassed, Frankie?
I feel like I should have been able to beat therapy after one time.
No. It's wonderful to come back. I just wanted to see how you two were doing, and I'm so glad that you accepted my invitation.
I think we're doing pretty okay, to be honest. If I'm being perfectly honest, it's been a little rocky.
And not in the way I like it. I'm a big fan of those Balboa pictures, but, you know, it's been rocky in the sense where we're climbing up uncharted mountains and there's a solid chance that we slip to our death.
Why don't you talk about it with me? I think I could help you there.
Well, he does like mentioning the Rocky Balboa films a lot while he's having sex with me.
Yeah, but it's a motivational piece. I've told you about that. It helps me cross the finish line of climax. I need something to help push me up those proverbial stairs.
I agree.
So what kind of things does he do, Mary Jane? Like when he's behind you and pounding you, does he say things like... does he sing the song like dun da da dun da da? Like, what does he do?
I can't really tell the difference because I've never seen those movies. Frank doesn't let me watch with my eyes.
That's right.
He doesn't let me look at things. So while we're
let her listen from the closet in the other room because I feel like the audio should serve as motivation, and eventually she'll be ready to take it in ocularly.
It's like ASMR. I enjoy it. I think every woman should be forced into a closet while their man watches a movie.
That's right.
I don't really understand. I think that she should be able to watch a movie.
Yeah. I should be able to watch movies, Frankie.
Yeah.
Is that really what you think, or is that just some weird empowerment that you've been struck by in the last 10 seconds?
I want to watch movies.
I think that's wonderful, Mary Jan.
Jean.
Sorry.
It doesn't matter. Nothing
it
matters.
It does not.
Yes, it does matter. It's your name.
I gave it to her anyway. Her real name's Rachel.
What?
I haven't heard that name in a long time.
Rachel! You need to go by your real name.
No!
Why not? That's the name you were given.
Frankie says real names are for liberals. And snowflakes.
That's right. We should be given a name by the master of our marriage. Each man should give a name. Because not only, I feel like it's just a little against men for us to only contribute the final name. I feel like we should also be the source of the first and middle name as well.
I don't agree with you, Frank.
Well, that's why I'm focusing my energy on my wife, Mary Jean, over here.
I honestly think I'm very lucky with the name Frank gave me. I mean, your first wife, what did you name her?
We don't talk about her.
Why don't you talk about her? What was her name?
We don't really talk about her name. I don't give it out publicly. I don't want people to dox her, you know?
Frank named her Glarg.
No, honey. That's just how we refer to her because those were her final sounds.
This is very upsetting.
This is my first time hearing about this as well.
What was her name, Frank?
It was Mary Jean.
I didn't know this, Frankie. You had a Mary Jean before me?
I just figured it'd be easier. I wouldn't have to mess up things. I wouldn't have to go through that whole process of potentially calling you the wrong name as you're inside of me from behind. So I just didn't want to complicate an already beautiful relationship.
And I completely understand that.
I'm wondering if you're really okay with all of these things or you're just afraid of Frank.
Can it be both, though? Can I be okay and in fear for my life?
That's something we're talking about, actually, as a relationship couple. We're discussing duality and how two things can be true at the same time.
I don't think it's okay to be in fear of your life from your life partner.
Well, I think I like it because it makes me feel, you know, brand new. It makes me feel good about myself to be in constant fear that Frank's going to kill me.
Mary Jean is what we call down. In the community, she's very similar to the women of Goodfellas, where you hand them a gun covered in blood. They don't go running and screaming or asking their mother to hide them.
No.
They fucking bury the gun and take care of business for their partner, for their ruler.
I'm a ride or die bitch.
Rachel.
Mary Jean is my name now.
I want you to try something with me. Just try it out. You're in my studio, and I am a professional with many certificates and licenses and practices and paperwork.
Now, you're an actual doctor, not in the sense of Jill Biden?
I am an actual practicing person.
I didn't know women could be doctors.
Rachel!
They can't, honey. It's a title their husband gives them.
I am not married. I have a boyfriend, Dwayne. He is not my husband. And let me speak, Frank. You're in my property now.
I've never heard someone speak like this to Frank before.
Rachel, repeat after me.
Okay.
I am lovable.
I am lovable.
I deserve to be treated like a person.
I deserve to be treated like a person.
Look at Frank in the eyes.
Look at Frank in the eyes.
No, don't repeat that part.
Don't repeat that part.
No, that part either.
No, not that part either.
I've never been more attracted to my wife in my whole life.
This is what I'm trying to do. Just hear me out, Frank. Let me do this work. I know what I'm doing. I'm a licensed person.
What?
Okay. Rachel.
Mary Jean.
Rachel.
Mary Jean.
Rachel, just listen.
Okay.
Trust me. Do you trust me?
Rachel. Yes.
Listen.
I trust you.
Okay.
And only you.
Yes.
What the fuck is happening here?
Yes, Rachel. Look at me. Do you ever think of a woman going down on you?
I don't know. I'd be so embarrassed for the smell.
I saw you sniffing your fingers. What was that about?
Earlier today, while Frank...
No, let me finish this. Usually, sometimes she likes to put a little Vicks VapoRub on a little tips here, so it opens her allergies up because it's high pollen season.
That was not a Vicks VapoRub sniff. That was something else. Frank.
While you were at the gas station yelling at the man, I met a woman at the gas station.
Mm-hmm.
And while you were buying your Slim Jims,
the good protein,
slipped my pinky and my thumb into the woman's vagina.
You said cowabunga in a woman's clam?
I said shaka bra.
I knew that was a pussy sniff. I know a pussy sniff when I see it. See that sniff? It's a long one.
I didn't know vaginas could smell this good.
Am I allowed to speak yet? Like, I don't even know what's
happening
here.
No, I have a little more work to do with her.
She's smelling her fist like she's a hawk that just caught a fish. What's happening here?
I've never seen Frank ask for permission to speak.
Well, that's what the work I'm doing is. Please be quiet for one more second, please.
Yeah.
Actually, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Wait. You don't get to talk to my husband like that.
Stop it, Rachel.
This needs to be edited before it gets out, right? So if I punch my wife in the face, there's a solid chance we can lop that out.
There'll be no violence in this room or else I'll have Dwayne cut off your cock. Okay. Rachel? How did it feel to stick your thumb and your pinky in that woman's puss?
It felt strange. I touch myself. And the walls are hard, like lava, like dried magma. But this woman's walls were creamy and soft.
Sounds beautiful.
I didn't know vaginas could be that way.
Right. Mary Jean has a very special situation happening inside of her where she has toenail vagina. She has become so calloused over the years from various births and sexual activities that she's, the walls, they've calcified.
Well, that's because of your violence, Frank.
No, I think it's just because I haven't touched her in a real long time. She's been inside my walls and those are silky smooth.
Yeah, well, because she has to go inside of you all the time, she hasn't been allowed to get pleasure herself, and maybe that's why she stuck herself in the gas woman's vagina hole.
Well, to be fair, my vagina has always been like a safe. It's been hard walls and toenails. So maybe that's not Frankie.
Okay. I think it's very good that you just told us the truth, because you're only as sick as your cigarettes. So, Frank, let's go to you. Thank you for expressing yourself, Mary Jean Rachel.
Thank you.
I do want to get it out here that I'm not necessarily this insensitive monster. I mean, Mary Jean has had vaginal problems, like she said, since she was a little kid. She doesn't use typical tampons. She uses the inside of a paper towel. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Shoves it right up there and puts some cotton swabs in the middle just to absorb the wreckage.
I had the strangest vagina of all the little kids.
How do you know that?
They used to call her Strange Pussy Mary Jean. Well, Rachel, but I've since changed.
Oh my God. I haven't heard that name in so long either.
Hey, what's up? It's Matt! Hey there, auto mechanics and super cool do-it-yourself guys who work on their own cars! I want to tell you about rockauto.com, the online store with every auto part at the best prices! Fuck yeah! This is your one-stop shop for everything auto parts! RockAuto.com has been in business for 20 years, and they make it easy to find the parts you need at the best possible prices. Yeah! Tits! No more talking to counter guys who need to order your parts, aren't really sure what you're looking for, never have quite what you need, and then after all the hassle will still charge you storefront markups! At rockauto.com, you can easily find everything you need. And whether you're a mechanic, an auto shop, or working on your own car, everyone has access to the same incredible pricing at rockauto.com. Yeah, I want pussy. So if you're a car guy, right now go to rockauto.com and check out all the parts available for your car. You're gonna have so much fun looking at car parts. Fuck yeah! So once more, go to rockauto.com. No promo code needed, as their pricing is already that good. When you order, make sure to tell rockauto.com that you heard about them on Disgusting Hawk. Rockauto.com, let's get back into it.
Hi everyone, it's Dr. Pamela Crane. Welcome to my show, Private I'm very excited for today's episode because I'm doing my first JOI, Jerk Off Instructional. So everyone, take a second, whip out your dick. Let's get it hard. Oh, I've been dying to do this for a long time. Think about some things that might get you excited, like your first lay or candy or the first teddy bear you humped. Are you getting hard now? You getting excited? I am. You may need to use some lubricant. So some of you, if you want to spit in your hand, or if you have a dry mouth because you've smoked a lot of pot, which I know a lot of you do, go get some Vaseline or lube or chicken fat and start touching yourself. Does it feel good? I'll give you a second. Okay. Are you ready for more? You getting excited? I am. Now, everyone, oh, that felt good. I like getting my tits hit hard by myself. It reminds me of being at summer camp and being molested. Everyone, are you feeling more excited now? I want you to do something extra special. Go into the fridge with your pants down, dick in hand, and get some mustard. Rub it all over your dick. Is it stingy? Does it feel good? You like it? Is it yellow mustard or brown? Are you rubbing it? Is it getting hard? Is it stinging too much? That's okay. Grab the honey. Put the honey on now. Rub that dick with honey. Come on, rub it with honey. Does it feel good? Ah, you like it? Yeah, you do. That's great. Do you have a toaster oven? Good. Get it out. Don't turn it on yet. Put your dick inside and close it as much as you can. Put it down a little hard so it feels a little tight. Now turn it on. Put it on bake at 450 degrees. Does your dick feel good? I'm sure it does. Let it burn. Let it burn. Not too much. Keep it in there for a minute. I'll give you some time. Okay. You ready to cool it off? Good. Go to keep your dick out, pants down at your ankles. I'm sure your dick is feeling really good right now. Okay, go over to the freezer. Open the freezer slowly. You have to do it slowly. Don't do it too fast. You got to really enjoy it. Grab a whole handful of ice and just put your dick into the ice and jerk yourself off with the ice. Does that feel good? Yeah? Does it feel cold? You can blow on your own dick while the ice is on it. Do you feel your own breath? If you're not feeling anything yet, it's good to draw a little blood to get in touch with your sensations. That's right. Go over to the knife draw. You don't need to find a big one. Just a little steak knife will do. Give your dick a little slit. Little slit? Like clit. Slit your dick. You feel it? Do you see the blood? Is it turning you on? Blood turns me on. That's why I love to fuck a girl with a period. Yeah. Think about fucking a girl with her period and getting blood all over the house. Isn't that hot? Oh, I'm getting so excited right now. Yeah, so now you have a burnt dick with ice on it and blood everywhere. You getting turned on? You gonna come? Yeah? Is the dog around? You have any pets? Call your pet to you. Go, come on. Come on, Scruffy. Come here. Lick my dick. Have your dog or your cat or your gerbil or whatever you have lick your dick. Even a snake will like it. Snakes love the smell of blood. Now I want you to do something right before you're about to come, because this is really hot and it'll make you jizz everywhere. Just stand there with your arms out, dick out, pants at your ankles, and run towards the wall and just slam your dick into the wall. Slam it into the wall and feel it. Feel how good that feels. You like it? I bet you're going to come everywhere. You're going to get excited now? Let me sing for you before it comes out. Let it out. Let that come out of that penis. Come all over the kitchen with the blood and the ice and the burns. Let yourself. Are you right there? Keep it in. Keep it in. Keep it in. Let it out. No, keep it in. Let it out. Keep it in. Let it out. Keep it in. Let it out. Keep it in. Get it out. Keep it in. Get it out. Keep it out. Keep it out. Are you about to let it go? Okay. Now, before you do that, go to your family album from when you were a child. Take your dick and spray semen all over your family of origin. Come all over that book. Show your family how happy you are now. Show them what Dr. Crane has done for you. Come all over your family, especially your grandparents. Come on your grandparents' faces and say, I've been Dr. Pamela Crane. Thank you so much for listening and watching. I'll see you next week.
Well, let me ask you a couple of questions so I can make sure you're the right lover for my niece.
Okay.
When was your last relationship?
About a year ago, before the pandemic.
Okay. What was her name?
Jess.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I like that name.
Yeah, it's a good name.
What did she do for a living?
She's a lawyer.
Actually. Oh.
Criminal defense, I think.
Oh, perfect.
I don't even remember. Yeah, but she didn't really enjoy being with a comic, so I don't know. Has Jody dated any entertainers or anything before?
She loves Netflix. She watches a lot of documentaries, and she loves National Geographic. She's a big, she loves watching shows about the Earth.
But has she dated any entertainers, is what I'm asking.
I don't know if she's dated entertainers, but she still watches cartoons.
Okay. So would she be all right? She still watches cartoons?
Yeah.
She's 40, too.
She loves cartoons. She thinks they're fun. Sometimes when she wakes up in her feety pajamas, she watches cartoons and she makes pancakes. And she goes into the living room with her bird. Okay. And they both watch Sesame Street.
What?
And
sounds like she's like kind of stuck in this Arrested Development kind of thing.
She's never been arrested. She's Jewish.
What does that have to do with being arrested?
I don't know. Are you a virgin?
No.
Oh, I don't.
Is Jody a virgin?
Sure.
Okay.
She's never been married.
I mean, this might be a little shallow, but what does she look like, Jody? What is her body?
Oh, she's gorgeous. She's very, very, very tall.
Okay.
Yeah, tall. She's got great height, which is very nice when you're a man to walk with a statuesque woman. It makes you feel like you're the man of the world when you hold a woman like that next to you.
Yeah,
she's
like a trophy.
Sturdy. I've always called her sturdy, like if you were in a car and you couldn't stop it because the brakes went out, you put her out there in the street and the car would be able to stop, like that kind of sturdy.
That sounds terrifying.
And she has wonderful ears. You know how most women's ears are soft and little and delicate and just—they're not attractive. They're not strong. She's got big, strong ears.
Okay.
And she's got wonderful teeth, except for the third one in on the top, on the left side, because unfortunately, it just keeps falling out. I don't know why, but it doesn't matter because she doesn't smile a lot. So it doesn't matter that the tooth isn't there. She's got a limp, but you can't even tell because she doesn't walk a lot. So you can't tell that she has the limp. But it's fine because, you know, she lost a lot of weight. She was very, very heavy. She was actually 200 pounds heavier. So now she looks good. I mean, she's got the hanging fat, you know, the skin. But hopefully in the next year or two, she'll get the skin removed, but it's going to be painful, and she can't get that. She can't get the skin removed and go through the pain because she's a horrific drug addict. She's gone to a rehabilitation center 11 times in the past 2 years, but she's working very hard to get off the pills. She stole mine. I was recovering from cancer, and she stole my pills, but she did a step with me, and I forgive her because she's my niece, and she's okay. She's got wonderful skin from the torso up. Down below, it's a little sketchy, but up above, she's got clear skin. I don't know how it's looking down below. It was a little scary the last time I changed her diaper, but it's been a while since I've had to do that because now she's got the colostomy bag. So if you date her, you just have to change it 3 times a day. It's fine. She's a wonderfully beautiful woman. She has no hair, but that's fine because wigs are beautiful nowadays, and she brushes them all the time when she brushes the bird.
God. So she's bald, fat, doesn't walk much.
She's
got crazy
ears. She's not fat. She's Rubenesque.
Okay. She's Rubenesque.
Yeah. She shits in a bag.
She sits in a bag. She wears a diaper sometimes.
She has a limp.
She has a limp. No teeth.
Yeah.
She's got a bird.
She has teeth. She's missing one. Don't exaggerate.
Okay. She's missing one tooth. Her bird has no throat.
Right.
She sleeps with a goose.
Yeah.
Am I getting all of this?
Yeah. You want to date her?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Where do you think you want to take her? It has to be a place where you can get 2 chairs for her.
She needs two chairs?
A booth, whatever.
I'd probably take her to like Del Frisco's or something, some sort of...
She doesn't use a wheelchair. She drives a Jazzy because of her size.
What's that?
It's a wheelchair for Rubenesque ladies.
You mean like a... What is that? Like the electric scooter?
Yeah, it's got a little Atari thing, and she puts herself all over with the bag and the bird and the limp and
okay.
the skin pad.
And yeah, Okay, so does she eat steak? Does she like steak?
It's hard for her to chew, but...
Because the tooth is missing.
Yeah, and sometimes the steak ends up in the bag, but...
The colostomy bag?
Yeah.
How does it end up in the colostomy bag?
Because she doesn't chew her food that much. She
puts it in the bag?
She rushes when she eats. I've been telling her since she's a little kid. She has a lot of feelings. She saw horrible things. Horrible.
What did she see?
She's got trauma. You seem like a very sensitive man, so it doesn't seem like you would care that she's got some trauma.
I can listen to trauma.
All right. Well, her whole entire family died in a bus accident.
A bus? Like a city bus?
Yes.
Or a coach bus?
They rented out a city bus for a bar mitzvah. And
not a party bus? They rented out a
city bus.
Manhattan?
Yes.
City bus?
New Jersey city bus.
Oh.
And
her whole family died in a...
Right, so the whole family went over a quarry, and the bus flipped over many times, and no one else survived but Jody.
Oh, God.
No one else survived, but Jody flew out of the front window, and she landed in a tree. I think that's why she does so much for the wildlife. She landed in a tree, and she actually landed sitting up with her arms like this. It was very strange.
Oh.
Like she was thinking about something.
Okay.
Yes, and the whole entire family died.
Ah, yes. That's horrible.
It's horrible, but it's okay.
But not you, though.
Yeah, she had a lobotomy.
But aren't you in her family? Where were you? Why weren't you on the bus?
I was working that day in the fish market. So I wasn't there, but she unfortunately went through that experience, and then it was a hard time for a while. She was assaulted after that in fat camp because she went to fat camp because she was a little larger than the other kids, and then the counselors gang raped her at fat camp. It was a horrible situation. Remember the accused?
Yeah.
Yeah, the same thing happened. They did it on a vending machine.
Oh, God.
Yeah, the vending machine had all healthy foods in it, carrots, celery, X-Lax, and
that makes sense.
And they put her on the vending machine and they took turns on her and spun her around and then I think that's why she became a librarian. She went inward, she went inward and God, I hope there's no anal leakage when you go out with her, because that could be a little embarrassing, the anal leakage. I got to be honest, I don't want to judge her. She's my niece, and she's gorgeous, but she does leak from the anus. And I took her to Outback recently, steakhouse, and we left the booth, and there was a puddle.
Well, what happened to the colostomy bag? Why isn't...
It caught the steak, the potato, a shrimp cocktail... And stuffed mushroom, but for some reason, it didn't catch the diarrhea.
Okay. All right. Well, she works with wildlife. You said that. That seems really nice.
Uh-huh.
What does she do for the wildlife?
She raises money for moose.
Just one moose?
She raises money for many mooses because her nickname growing up was Moose.
Why did
everyone called her Moose?
Oh, that's tragic. Why was she called Moose?
Because she was a little Rubenesque and she had horns. She has horns. Yes.
She has horns?
She does have horns.
Currently?
She files them down, but she has horns.
They grow back?
Yes.
Why does she have horns?
They might be very long and sharp right now because of the quarantine.
Like a haircut.
I feel horrible because the last time I saw her, I hung my jacket up on her horn because I couldn't find a hook.
Oh. Well, surely she took the coat off of the horn right away.
No, she kept it there because she's a codependent.
Oh, God. Okay.
Well, at least you know you can always hang things there. If you need to dry anything or if you want to smoke something, you could smoke meat and hang it on a horn.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Can you imagine if I totally lost my mind and started wearing a miniskirt on stage?
Oh, yeah.
What happened to Jessica Kirsten? She's wearing a miniskirt.
It could be your niche.
Every now
this
and then.
This could be it.
Have you seen Jessica Kirsten? She's wearing sundresses.
You guys, I think there's a life to be lived here. You guys, if you want me to manage your tour, let me know.
Yeah. What happened to Jess?
Look at you.
She's talking about
fuckboys
all the time.
Yeah. She got a tattoo of a dick on her forehead. It's amazing.
And she keeps trying to lick it.
It's so crazy. It's bananas. She got hair extensions down to her ankles. She tucks it in her shoes.
She heard they're frosted. Is she okay? God.
We should do a show just called Hot Girl Comedy.
Oh, that is. And we all just get really dolled up.
Hot.
Hi. Yeah, just wear like crotchless anything.
Hey guys.
Just wear chaps, assless chaps with no underwear, and then just go right into your joke. Don't address it.
Who's dating?
Where my single ladies at?
Hi guys.
Hey you guys, what about those husbands in the mall, huh? It's so crazy.
Oh, he's staring at me. We should.
It's you so. Guys. Oh my God. You
guys.
Called you guys.
This is crazy. You guys.
It's just called you guys.
To say you guys over and over again.
You guys.
With some light observations.
Yeah.
What am I doing?
When you're like, walking around, you guys?
You guys. Aren't workout pants ridiculous? They're so crazy. They're so tight. It's too you much. Guys. Can you guys see my camel toe? I'm kidding. But am I? Let's talk about our boyfriends.
Let's talk about almond milk.
Oh my God, you that guys. Craze. Who here is lactose intolerant? Guilty.
Lip liner.
IBS.
Guys. Don't talk about that, Sarah. That's not what I like. You guys.
You get it?
Get it? Get it? Get it?
Oh my God. Oh, I think I just started my period around all these women.
Are we all sinking?
We're all sinking. What is this, Lilith Fair?
Is this lip syncing? Literally, we're lip syncing down there.
Do you get it?
Down there.
Oh
get it?
God.
Get it? You guys, get it?
Get it? I can borrow.
I have one, but it's been used.
God. That's crazy.
That was improv,
that's
you guys.
That's crazy.
You guys.
That's crazy. Oh, okay. My God.
You guys have been really great.
We'll see you next week.
Thanks for coming. That was dirty.
You should use that.
I will.
Okay.
I'm doing a children's party.
Take me with. Maybe they'll follow me on TikTok. I mean, am I right?
Yeah. Oh. You're so brill.
You're brill.
You are.
R.I.P. my love life.
Are you guys dating finance guys?
Of course.
I love money.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I want to be taken care of.
Me too. Don't tell anyone.
Yeah.
They're that. Hey, girl.
Hey, girl. What?
I'm kidding.
We just do a full hour.
An hour and a half. An hour and a half on tour of just that.
Just that.
A live podcast with like seven of us. Not even three.
Seven. And we all have service animals. That have jackets and visors. And matching shoes with a clutch.
Anyway, we all have a service, a dog.
A ferret.
They're all Pomeranians. Yeah, one has a ferret.
One.
And the other one has a betta fish. They refuse to leave it home.
We just talk about how complicated the tour's been.
Yeah.
Oh my God, the other day we were all in Philly and it was so difficult. difficult because, like, oh my God, on the bus, like, all the animals, and we had to keep stopping.
I know. I had to fill up my water bottle with Sprite because it all came out, and I put it in my fishbowl.
Oh my God. It was so crazy.
Oh, guys. It's okay. But I knitted a vest for my betta fish. So
beta fish.
I'm really excited. So he has boxing gloves he wears most of the time because he fights. But sometimes when he just wants to chill and just not be an athlete, I'm like, just wear this. And he's like, okay.
Totally.
Yeah, you get it.
Yeah, I know. It's like, you know, it's when we were on the bus yesterday and then we stopped to get like stuff at Petco.
Yeah.
And I was like, can I borrow one of your dresses? And you were like, Bryn, no.
Yeah. Bryn.
She's so crazy. She's always trying to like steal my stuff.
Well, you know what? Like, thank God we're all the same weight because we throw up a lot.
I'm a size two.
Me too. Well, you can't be on the tour unless you're a size two.
Duh.
I mean, come on.
I think I got on.
Fat girls are gross.
Ew. Ew. But seriously, that's one of my charities.
What? Oh, yeah, I forgot.
She's so giving. Yeah, yeah. Tell her about it, Bryn.
I swear. We donate food to like fat girls.
Oh, that's, I know. I'm so glad. You know why? Because it's not their fault they're fat. Most of them were touched.
Yeah.
I know. It's okay.
Yeah. This is a touchy subject. Yeah. Like, I
no pun intended. You should use it on stage.
Totally. Thank you so much. You're so
welcome.
Giving.
I know. Most comics don't
give
other.
That's going to
kill. I know. Most comics don't give other comics material, but like, I feel like, you know what?
Yeah,
Chelsea, you deserve it because you gave me a joke the other day, remember?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God, Jules.
That was hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totes.
Well, it's the one about your menstrual cycle.
Yeah.
I was like, nobody ever talks about this.
It's 14 days long. That's weird.
Well, that was the punch.
Because of my eating
disorder.
But it
just depends on how you deliver. Oh.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Are we fighting?
We get through it.
We do
fight sometimes, but it's okay.
It's
we work through
like,
it.
Trivial stuff, like, you know.
Yeah. Remember when we got into a trivial fight about Trivial Pursuit?
Oh, my God. Yeah, because I accused you of stealing one of my pie pieces.
I know, and I wanted pink, and you're like, no. And
well, we
like,
all want pink because we're all so feminine.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I just don't, you know.
What?
I think I'm probably, like, the most feminine. So
no, you're not.
I
don't know. Are we fighting again?
Like I
save
feel
that for the stage.
Yes.
Do you guys think we should have a therapist in the bus with us on tour?
I mean, I could. I mean, like, I have to have one anyway to sign off on my paperwork for my service animal so I can get on the plane.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. My service animal has a therapist. But you know what? She's deaf. It's kind of weird, but they have like hand symbols that they use with each other.
Yeah.
It's my hamster, like, kind of just goes. Then my therapist goes.
I noticed that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you watch that the other day?
I did.
What did you think of it?
At first, I thought it was.
Don't judge.
Kind of weird. I didn't.
Sometimes I think you're lying, but I'm not mad at you.
You're not mad at me?
No.
Well, I'm not mad at you.
Okay, good.
Oh my God, you guys.
Are you lying?
No. You guys.
Guess what?
We have a show tonight.
Oh my God, what are you going to wear?
I don't know.
Well, that's all that matters.
White booties.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
With like a thong? Do it with like a thong?
A thong and like.
Maybe like just like a
t-shirt that says fuck the patriarchy.
Ooh, that's a good.
Oh my God. I have four of those. Do you think I should wear it with the white lettering or like and the black shirt or the black shirt with the red lettering or the red shirt with the blue lettering?
As long as it has fringe, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah. What about?
And you have like a little bit of like side boob showing because that people when they see that, they're like, I'm ready to laugh.
Yeah, they're like, that's hilarious.
Yeah. I mean, really, like, that's what all, like, major comms are doing is just, like, showing side boob and then, like, under boob and then just leaving.
I've been doing a lot of under boob, but just on my punchlines.
That's so smart. I'm going to think about that a lot more. Mm-hmm. I posted some really good pictures of my ass on Instagram. Will you guys look at them? We repost them because I think it'll get a lot more people to come see me in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, totes.
Yes. Is it okay if I do it at 2 a.m. in the morning?
No,
because I promised a lot of people that I was going to share stories.
Yeah, but...
Share stories, yeah, including me.
Yeah, I already told Chelsea I don't think... that I was going to share her story, and I just can't have two stories.
Yeah, but no one watches it at 2 in the morning. I need you to do it at prime times. Can you share my story at 8:05 in the morning?
Sure.
Okay, because I need more people to come in Pittsburgh. I'm only sold out 7 shows.
Friend.
You guys at Pittsburgh.
Yeah. I have like really good pictures of my actual asshole that I just posted yesterday. Did you share them,
Chelsea?
You're
stepping on toes a little bit. Because,
what do you mean?
Like,
are you starting a fight with me?
I'm not starting a fight, but I will have to say that I had pictures of my anus, my butthole, and then I photoshopped you coming out of it.
Who?
For like our flyer. Yeah. You. Because for... Did you rig
you
that
nervous?
To like, no, but I think
you
she, did you
nervous.
Booby trap it? Bren, what are you doing?
Nothing.
You're totally turning.
Guys, don't fight.
I'm not fighting.
We have to stick together.
Guys, I am hate together. When we do that.
Women oh power. God.
Can somebody bring in my betta fish? I don't feel safe.
Is it on a leash?
It's in a boal.
It's wearing its
but
sweater.
The
it's in what?
Has a leash. It's in a
it's
boal
a sweater.
And it has a sweater vest.
Vest.
Oh.
We've already gone over this.
So you have a picture of me coming out?
Yeah, it's for a flyer for a podcast.
Did you not see that?
I didn't see it. Don't I have to approve it? I feel like it's getting tense in here. Can someone bring in my ostrich?
Okay, well, if you think that the ostrich won't eat my betta fish, I think we're in the clear.
Did you forget that my ostrich is handicapped? You're so self-centered.
I didn't know.
Oh,
that.
I didn't know.
How come
your
you guys
ostrich?
Don't tell me these things?
We told you, and you don't listen.
I told you. I'm...
Are you on your period?
Yes.
You're really snappy.
I told you we're sinking.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm working on that.
I'm going to take responsibility. Okay. I'm sorry, guys.
I just had to switch service animals, so it's been very stressful.
Oh, my God. Are you
okay? Are you okay?
Yeah, I just didn't want to talk about it, but you made me bring it up, so.
Do you want us to write a joke about it really quick?
Yeah, I'd love that.
All right, this will kill.
Okay, crush it.
Okay, let me give you a premise.
Okay, I'm ready.
Recently, I had to switch service animals.
Oh my God, the premise.
Yeah.
You want to know why?
Why?
Because the other one was hit by a car.
Yeah.
And that's why women suffer.
Oh my God.
That's hilarious.
That's brilliant.
Okay.
I think that's really
that's
hilarious
kill.
On so many levels.
All right. It's I really... think you should do that one at the fraternity house.
That's going to crush it.
I love it. That might just be my closer right now.
Okay. Just make sure you wear your yoga pants and pull them tight and hard. Okay.
I just had to switch my service.
Tough time.
I know, it's hard times.
As a premise, yeah. It's gonna crush. You have those jokes that you know are gonna kill everywhere. And like, that's like a no fire bet right there. Like you can begin to get people on your side or you can end with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, especially like military bases, that's gonna go over huge. Any of the coal miner conventions, it's going to crush.
The financial district.
I'm excited for your future, actually, with just that one joke.
Yeah, because I kind of feel like it opens up a lot of possibilities.
It really does.
Like, I feel like what's happening is that I'm just getting more vulnerable on stage.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
Uh-huh. Do you think I should go on stage braless?
Sure. Mm-hmm. You know, why not?
Well, sometimes I jump.
Okay.
And I...
On that one bit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one about my dad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I just don't know if when I land.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you think, number one, I'll get hurt?
And somebody will.
And number two, that people might feel unsafe. Not the guys.
No,
but
not
the girls.
The guys. No. I think you should just go for it. Because, like, you know, as part of you guys, like, we're here to, like, tread new comedic territory. I think you should just tape, like, two hamsters underneath your breasts so that when you it's like a reveal, and people would be like, "Oh my god!" And then like,
"Oh, you mean like when
your
my
two
boobs
service
hit
hamsters.
Them, and like you'll hear sound."
No, just put them underneath, yeah. And then when you jump, it'll be like,
"Oh, like
yeah." You'll see their hamster faces, and they'll put their paws up, and then it'll come.
But they might die.
That's okay. Art is art. No.
This mm-hmm. is huge. This is. I was just talking to an super HBO huge. Executive, and he was saying this is exactly what they were looking for.
Yeah,
like from HBO.
Yes, mm-hmm. I think HBO.
Yeah,
he said he was from HBO. I didn't want to tell you guys, but like,
are you trying to like hide it?
No. Well, I would. You know how these things go. You never know if they're going to turn into anything. But like, you know, I told him about my act at a bar. And I was like, I'm with these 12 other girls called you guys.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God. They were
12. Yeah. And I was like, we're doing some really great stuff, comedic.
You guys. Yeah.
And he was like, this is exciting. And so we took it to the hotel room. And then I told him more.
Oh.
So I think he's coming to the show tonight in Pittsburgh.
Shh.